About a dozen leaders from Philadelphia's Liberian, Ghanaian, and Sierra Leonean communities hovered around a conference table inside the African Cultural Alliance in West Philadelphia this week. It's been a difficult time. Many have loved ones in Ebola-affected regions.
As we move forward, as we all know, it's an emergency. We've sympathized, we've empathized. It's time to be compassionate, to do something, something concrete.
Pastor Moses Dennis, president of the Liberian Ministers Association of Pennsylvania, is chair of the group. They're finalizing a coordinated fundraising plan this week. They also want to curb local fears about the disease and the potential stigma in immigrant communities. Reverend Joseph Karoma, president of the Christian Association of Sierra Leone in Philadelphia, says that means ensuring that every step is taken to prevent spreading Ebola to Philadelphia.
I think for our own interests, thinking of what happened in Texas, you know, it's good to be really, really proactive.
Some churches, including Karoma's, are discouraging close contact with those just returning from West Africa. But it goes against a long-standing custom.
Because our community is very, very close, and we like to hug each other, especially in church.
Karoma says this is not intended to ostracize anyone. Quite the opposite. It's meant to ensure the safety of that person and everyone around them. Some recent arrivals are voluntarily isolating themselves for 21 days before seeing loved ones. The measures appear to go beyond what the Centers for Disease Control recommends. The CDC urges watching for a fever and headaches and calling a doctor if symptoms arise. They also stress Ebola is only spread through blood or bodily fluids of a person who is sick. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.